Hello, I am Clyde with Sever Truth, and today we are going to talk about prosthetics and prosthetic devices. Now, anybody that's actually seen a prosthetic device knows that they come in a vast array of different types, functions, and, well, they pretty much are purpose-built. So first, what is a prosthetic device? Well, a prosthetic device is any device that helps replace, correct, or support a body part or function of a body part. So you could have dentures, you could have an arm, you could have a leg, you could have a foot, a finger, a digit. You can have any number of things that are considered to be prosthetics or add-ons that are not genetically part of your body right now. So what is a multi-tool? Well, a multi-tool is any range of portable, versatile hand tools that combine several individual functions in a single unit. So what are we talking about today? We are talking about prosthetics, because prosthetics are a very, very exciting area. Now, this may be a popular thing, this may not be a popular thing, I'm not sure, because I am not trying to diminish any person that has a prosthetic device. In fact, I applaud you for being able to use them, and for whatever situation that you have encountered that had led you to the requirement of a prosthetic device, well, you have my condolences for that particular incident. However, I'm going to say that if I had a prosthetic device, I would not want a purpose-built prosthetic device. It seems to me that a lot of prosthetic devices are built with the intention of mimicking or looking like a limb or a part of your body, something natural. Even dentures are like that. I guess the idea is that since you don't have a real one, you know, you're going to get an augmented one. That augmented one will look, and by all accounts, to somebody else, as part of your body, even if it doesn't look quite right. Now, there are some very detailed prosthetic devices that look very much like the real thing. In fact, that, I mean, if you're wearing pants or whatever, you would probably never even notice that that person has a prosthetic device or long sleeves or whatever. But is that good enough? I know that some people are very happy with that. Some people are okay with that particular, limb replacement. And that's fine. But what can you do? Now, there are prosthetic devices that people use for athletics. So kind of like the springy looking thing that people wear on their legs. That's cool. I'm sure they have a lot of purpose-built prosthetics for other things as well. Maybe for climbing or for, anything like endurance running or whatever. But I have to say that I enjoy prosthetic devices being what they are, but there's a lot of different things that come up. Now, there is a different field where people are actually decorating their prosthetic devices. They're kind of embracing the prosthetic. So they're not ashamed of their prosthetic device. They get paint jobs done to their prosthetics. They get things that make them look like tattoos. And there's all kinds of really cool, like, spins to, you know, making the prosthetic device look cool. So this prosthetic device looks like, you know, something different. Or it looks like a prosthetic device, but it's been decorated to look more visually interesting. I know that some people may find prosthetic devices to be intimidating. I don't. I usually talk to people when I know they have a prosthetic device and I ask them, I'm like, hey, how's this thing working for you? And usually I get a bunch of different answers to this. A lot of the common answers are that I wish there was a way to prevent the chafing where the prosthetic limb is like attached to the body. Or I wish that there was a little bit better way to attach it, or, you know, the joints aren't quite right, or, you know, they're squeaking. There's, you know, any number of adjustment issues that occur with prosthetic devices. They're not the human body, so, and they are mechanical, which means that there's a little bit more abuse that, you know, gets done with the technology we have. There's also a lot of really cool prosthetic devices that are electronic, but a majority of them seem to be fairly mechanical in terms of like their function. So they seem to be somewhat limited. My reality, a prosthetic device would be something like in Blade Runner, you know, where you have these the cyborgs and stuff, and you know, different functions, or like Alita Battle Angel, you know, where those augmented parts do much more than just being a purpose-built object. Now, in terms of like where we are technologically speaking, I don't know how close we are to being able to address that. I myself would love to see a multi-tool prosthetic device, one that could do many different things. That includes having a little bit more hand strength that's a little bit closer to your own hand strength, maybe a little bit more. That you have like some kind of feedback system to prevent you from, like, if you were picking up an empty soda can, you wouldn't crush it. But at the same time, if you wanted to crush it, you could. Those are the kinds of things that I would think about. What else? The articulation in wrists, for example, are very kind of one way, you know, it's like it moves. Well, if I have a prosthetic device, I want my wrist to be able to spin around in a circle. Maybe have like different attachments I could put on the end, like a screwdriver or something like that, that allows me to do the functions that I require without having to be normal. You know, because I mean, if you got a hand, I mean, you can turn a screwdriver. But I mean, come on, I would much rather have a prosthetic device that is the screwdriver or can be the screwdriver. There's also other components to that. I mean, if you're a hunter or whatever, or if you're an outdoorsman and you want to have a survival kit, maybe being able to store your survival kit in your prosthetic limb, that would be fantastic. You know, like your tinder and stuff like that, so you could actually start a fire, or maybe, you know, a blanket, a survival blanket, or, you know, have compartments where you can store like a couple granola bars or something, so you're not having to carry a backpack with you. But there's so many different things that, I mean, I could think of that would, it's not just a storage thing, but it's also a function thing. So I guess, where am I going with this? Well, this is a short episode. I'm not intending to go very long with it, but these are the things that I think about often. It's like, can we do better? I mean, I'm not talking about having to flip open like plasma cutter in your finger or something like that, but why not be able to take advantage of a prosthetic device in something more, to be able to do some, you know, like more creative stuff. Maybe have, you know, attachments for like, maybe you're an artist and you sculpt clay. Maybe there's special attachments you could use with a prosthetic device that you just couldn't with, you know, a regular hand. You know, I mean, a lot of it, I mean, I guess it comes down to the marriage of the prosthetic device as a mechanical device with your body as an organic device. So the communication between the two would be very key in order to do a lot of the highly detailed stuff. Maybe even having like the ability to like have a visor in your, you know, on your face, like a pair of glasses with a camera, so you could like see real close what you're working on. So while you're tweaking stuff with your prosthetic limb, it also has a built-in camera, so you could see really close to what's going on. You know, maybe you're doing like microcircuitry or something. But there's a lot of different companies out there that produce prosthetic devices, and they do a good job. You know, some of them do better than others. Some of them look cooler than others. Some of them are cutting edge. Some of them rely on the science that's been around for ages. You know, how do you rapidly prototype, you know, a prosthetic device to fit the actual person? How can you create a prosthetic device that, you know, adjusts as it's required? Maybe it feels the difference between one side and the other, and it's like, okay, and it adjusts. Maybe you can get a few more years out of one device that can augment itself to meet your needs as you grow. That way you're not having to get a new prosthetic device constantly. I mean, I think that a prosthetic should be provided to everybody, and they should all be exceptionally functional, not just meet the standard. You know, they really should be for the person, for the individual. Yeah, but anyway, I mean, there's so many different prosthetic devices out there that it's craziness. Crazy sauce, I love it. And I'd love to hear some of your ideas on what you think prosthetic devices should do. So think about leaving me a note or a comment and, you know, tell me what you think about prosthetic devices. Until then, this has been Clyde with Sever Truth and Prosthetic Devices, and I will see you on the next one.